Welcome to worship, everyone. It's wonderful to have you here this morning. But at this time, let's join together in prayer and ask the Lord to bless our time together. Would you pray with me? Lord God, thank you so much that you come each time we gather to worship. We are your people, Lord, and we call upon your name in this time, in this place, in this sanctuary where so many prayers have been prayed and where so many have learned about you. Within these walls, we come again, Lord, in this hour of worship to look up and to remember that our help comes from you. We look to the hills, O Lord, and we know that you are greater than the hills. You're greater than any mountain that we see that is in our path, and that you are our strength and our salvation. So may we truly honor you with our worship in this hour. Come, Lord Jesus, and minister to every heart. We pray in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. We get to confess our faith together now. If you would join me, please, in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. All right, good things and a lot of things we need to pray for healing this morning. So let's go to the Lord in prayer now. Lord God, thank you so much for this day and that we have the privilege of prayer. And Lord, thank you for this congregation and that we have the opportunity to share with one another our life stories. The ups and the downs, the times when you feel very close to us and the times when you feel far away. Together, Lord, we are walking through this life because we know, Lord, that no one was meant to do it alone. And that is why you created this church, the church triumphant, to be your hands and feet and to do what we cannot do when we're alone. So together we pray for these requests and thanksgivings that have been brought up today. We know there are many more, but these are the ones that have been voiced today. And so, Lord, we ask for your presence to come. We ask that we would continue to pray for these things after the service is over, as you lay them on our hearts, that we would be faithful to pray, because we know that more things happen because of prayer than this world realizes. And may we pray with faith. Now give us the faith to believe as we bring these things before you, Lord. Lord, we do pray for Teresa Ramirez, who's back with us today from being in Tennessee. And we just pray that you would comfort her in the loss of her dad. And for Bruce, too, as he stands by, who also went there. Lord, I just ask that you would assure her in her heart that you are with her in this and that her dad is with you. Lord, she knows all this, but she misses him very much. And I just pray that you'd fill up that emptiness and that you'd walk with her as she grieves his loss and that you would continue to assure her of your presence and your love and your constant companionship. Lord, we're so glad that this life is not the end, that when we lose someone we love, that we know that you have promised that you prepare a place for us. So just again, Lord, give Teresa that insurance each and every day that she walks through this time of grief. For Bill and Christy, who are going to San Diego, and because Brandon is having shoulder surgery. Lord, I pray that you would put an end to his troubles with his shoulder. Lord, the injury that he received in high school, we just pray for complete and total healing, and that this surgery would be a great success, and that he would have no more pain or limited movement, Lord, but that you would make this the last one. And be with Bill and Christy as they stand by and support him. Lord, I just pray for them as parents. It's so hard to see your child suffer. And I ask, Lord, that you'd strengthen them and help them to have a wonderful time with Brandon. With Peggy, Lord, we pray for Judy's daughter, Jen, who's having cervical spine surgery. And she's going to be in the hospital and for her nausea and dizziness. Lord, this has been going on a long time, and we just ask for complete and total healing for Jen so that she can work again and feel good again. And, Lord, work in her life so that she knows that you are there doing this for her. And for Judy, give her strength and relief from her pain so that she can help to care for Jen during this critical time, Lord. Bring healing to that whole family, Lord. Deidre, we thank you for the opportunity she has to speak at the Rotary meeting on her vocation, which is an amazing author, Lord. And I just ask that you would give her peace and presence of mind. Help her to actually enjoy the people that she's speaking to, and may they be inspired by her journey. Come and give her just the right words to say, and may this be a wonderful experience for her and for those who listen. With Milt, we lift up dear Carol McCune, and we ask, Lord, that you would be with him in this time. He is not doing well, Lord, and we all love him, and we so honor him and all that he's meant to this church. We pray for healing. We pray for blessing. We pray for Donna and Rich also, who've been so faithful to take care of him during these days. And thank you for Milt and his friendship with Carol. May Carol know how much we love him, and may he sense your presence close as never before during this time. And with Victoria, we pray that her children would have a wonderful time at camp, at Westminster Woods Camp. And thank you so much for the camping opportunity. And many of us remember when we went to camp as kids and how you just became more real at those times around the campfire as counselors talked to us, as we studied the Bible and did fun things together and built community. We pray that would be the case for Victoria's children, and that they would come back inspired and renewed, and that when they reached the evening time, they would fall right to sleep because they had such a great day, and they'd experienced you in it. With Kayla, we ask for healing for her Aunt Donna, who was diagnosed with cancer and is having surgery in a couple weeks. Lord, we pray for healing for her. We pray for your presence to be in her life and that she would sense you close to her, Lord. Pray for Kayla, too, as she supports her aunt. Lord, I ask that you would use this situation to make yourself more real to Donna, and that she would put her complete and total trust in you. And we're so grateful for Deanna, Lord, and for her week of training up at Westminster Woods, and now she's going back to be a counselor. Just make that a wonderful, generative experience for her. Thank you for her heart for you, Lord, and I'm so grateful that she's willing to serve in this way. Just bless her, Lord. May she have an amazing week this next week. And again, Lord, thank you for her heart and her desire to share you with the kids. Lord, for all these things we pray, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that you care about the details of our lives, those that we've lifted up to you, and even the small things, the thoughts we have, the things we must do. Lord, you want to be involved in all of our life. Thank you that you're a God who spoke to us of sparrows, of flowers, of widows' coins, of lost sheep, and that nothing is out of the purview of your concern for us. With that assurance, Lord, we lift all these things to you with faith and expectancy, praying the prayer you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. At this time, we're going to get to hear from Maisie and Lawrence, who are going to share with us just a few things about them as they come up. Sometimes we worship together, we don't really know each other. So here's some things you may not have known. Lawrence and Maisie have been living in the Bay Area for 20 years. Maisie joined West Valley as a member in 2013, and Lawrence in 2014. Lawrence is an ordained pastor and a seminary professor. He got his theological education at Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia. He has 40-plus years of experience working as a church pastor and a seminary professor. Maisie's main role is as pastor's wife, giving support to Lawrence for his ministry. She has 20 years of working experience in Hong Kong as an English teacher and vice principal. And currently at West Valley, she serves in the chancel choir. She's a new deacon and doing a great job. And she has helped in the new member work team. And when she was in our new members class, she did an amazing job teaching our new members. And both of them are members of the small group Bible study led by Todd and Celeste. So welcome. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me? Okay, wonderful. I'd like to start with thanking Pastor Kim this morning because she has been wonderful inviting us to do a sharing. And it's been in the past year, and she has asked us a few times. And I was a little bit shy and not ready. But then a few months ago, one of the small groups invited us to do a sharing in a small group setting. And then it happened. We did it. And it went well. So after about 30 people, 30 of our church friends came. So after that, Pastor Kim asked me again, please, would you like to do it on a Sunday to the entire congregation? And at that point, I couldn't say no. So here we are. We are just very thankful to share with you this morning something about our life and our ministry. And together, we hope that we can give thanks and praise to our Lord, who has been so wonderful and so gracious to us. So our sharing this morning will be in three parts. First one is our background, briefly. And second one is something about Christian Leadership Institute, an institute, a Chinese seminary with which we are serving. I will be showing about 50 picture slides, and I'll be flipping through them really, really fast. So you'll be ready for that, okay? If some of you at the back would like to move forward to some of the better seats in the house, please feel free to do so, all right, Kelly? Please, some of the younger people, I would love to see you. It's good. So please do so right now, no problem. Okay, and then finally, I would ask Pastor Lawrence to share in a few minutes a brief message with us, encouraging us. So that would be it. And finally, I would invite Pastor Kim to come up to say a prayer. So that is what you would expect, okay? So let me begin with the background thing. Okay, I have a few questions for you, Pastor Lawrence. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. Please tell us something about your background.
I came from a traditional Chinese family with folk religions and ancestral worship. I was born in China, but when I was three, my whole family moved to Hong Kong, a British colony on the southeast coast of China. I grew up in Hong Kong, receiving a British education. I became a Christian while I was in high school.
Okay, that's good. So when and how did you decide to go into full-time Christian ministry?
Right after college. When I graduated from college, I was invited by a senior university staff to join the staff ministry of college students. So after some prayer, I felt the Lord's guidance and worked as university staff for 2 years. After that, I came to States for theological training and attending Westminster Seminary at Philadelphia. That is a Presbyterian seminary for which I learned my theology. After graduation, I returned to Hong Kong and started serving as a pastor in a local church.
I see. Thank you. So can you briefly share about your different stages of ministry?
I have already told you the first two stages. I served as a pastor in Hong Kong for 6 years, and then I was invited to teach in a seminary. And so in the past over 30 years, I have been working as a seminary teacher and administrator in, I think, in three seminaries. 4 years ago, I was semi-retired, and so I'm now teaching part-time at Christian Leadership Institute and also writing my books.
So now, what is your role in CLI?
My title is research professor. I'm teaching systematic theology at Sunnyvale main campus and also in China. And also I serve as an advisor to some younger teachers.
Okay, so what else do you do?
I'm writing a book on the doctrine of the church. In the past 20 years, I had the privilege of writing or editing 15 books. And also, I'm currently serving as a guest speaker at some of the churches in the Bay Area. That's why you seldom see me on Sundays.
I see. No wonder we seldom see you on Sunday. We're not sure where you are. So now we know, okay? So you are not being tardy or anything like that. Thank you. Thank you very much. So now it's my turn to share something about my life and my background very briefly. Okay, I was born and educated in Hong Kong, and I consider myself bilingual and bicultural. I became a Christian when I was in high school. And we got married in Philadelphia when Lawrence was in seminary. Returned to Hong Kong and I worked as educator for about 20 years. And during those years, I had opportunities to bring the gospel to many of my students. I happened to be teaching in two Christian schools. And so I still keep in touch with my students who have become Christians or who are interested. And when I go to Hong Kong, I see them and we would have very good fellowship. As a pastor's wife, I help to care for church folks and teach Sunday school and do many things. So I'm quite used to listening patiently to everyone, telling their stories. I am good at giving hugs and flowers. So if you're getting flowers from me, don't be too surprised. And I'm also good at giving words of encouragement, which is something I do all my life, and also praying for other people. Okay. Later in our life, our family spent 1 year at UC Berkeley GTU when Lawrence was a visiting scholar there for his sabbatical year, sent from Hong Kong, okay? And one of you has asked me, why did you come to the U.S.? Is it because of persecution in China? No, there has never been any persecution in Hong Kong. There's absolute religious freedom in Hong Kong, for which we are very, very thankful. Even until now, when Hong Kong is returned to China under Chinese sovereignty, it is called One Country, Two Systems. So there is our religious freedom. Okay, so actually we came to the Bay Area in answer to a call to teach in a Chinese seminary in the East Bay. And 20 years have gone by. Through the ups and downs, we have always experienced how faithful the Lord is. In the U.S., my main role is to support Lawrence in his ministry, mostly with publication. And currently, I am a voluntary worker at CLI, short form for Christian Leadership Institute. We have raised two children, a son and a daughter, and I need to show you two pictures because Lawrence wants me to show you the pictures. I was a little bit shy, but he said, do it. So you can see that the one next to Lawrence is our son, our firstborn son, and his name is Chris. And it's the same name as Pastor Kim's firstborn son. Great minds think alike. And Yvonne, our daughter, is next to me. She's the younger sister. The young man is the brother-in-law for Yvonne. I'm showing this picture for the fun of it. My daughter got married to Edison, which I say, adding a son. Edison, adding a son. And he's an engineer working in Google. So he lives close by. Our son lives in Jersey City, and he works in New York City, downtown Manhattan, as a technical project manager. Okay, so this is our family pictures. Okay, so I'm done with the part one. I'm moving on to part two. Okay. Christian Leadership Institute. We have been here in Sunnyvale for 10 years, and this year we are celebrating our 10th anniversary. It was established in 2005 to equip Christian leaders to serve local and overseas Chinese churches and communities. Also to reach out to a much greater mission field in Asia, including China and Hong Kong. In June of this year, we have become a full member of Asia Theological Association. Student enrollment, about 100 in the Sunnyvale campus, including 40 degree students, 65 in the China campuses, and 15 in the Hong Kong campus. Faculty, about 7 for resident professors, 11 for regular adjunct, and 15 for adjunct faculty. Something about our Sunnyvale campus. This is our core team with the president, his wife, us, some teachers, and some supporting staff, and some board members. This is our weekly staff meeting held in the conference room. It's a very tiny room in a tiny campus. This is one of our teachers. He is American, Professor Freist, Reverend Freist. He has been veteran missionary to Taiwan, so he teaches in Chinese, and is one of the favorite teachers. Students having some kind of worship and maybe inspiration before class. Students in class. Small group discussion. Lunchtime. There's no cooking facility, but people will just bring their brown bag lunch. Something about publication ministry, just a word. Books. Our teachers are all trained in U.S. and all of them have publications. And recently, both Lawrence and myself are the co-editors for a book on Christian counseling. It's a collection of 12 essays by our teachers who offer counseling classes at CLI. And it's going to be something about 400 pages. It will be ready sometime in September or October. So I work with the Taiwan publisher in order to get everything going. Also, sometimes I would even do the book cover, design it, or do an oil painting and do all these fun things. We are also currently planning a counseling conference for February 2016 that is open to the entire Chinese community, okay? Okay, let's now quickly move on to China. In other settings, we will not even mention China, but here I think we can safely do that. You know, we usually we would just say Asia and not China. But here, currently there are two Chinese campuses, and we are also exploring a third location. And we offer master's programs, usually completed in 3 years, by students who would come to take classes when we send teachers over there or send teachers from Hong Kong over there. The total enrollment is about 65. This is the classroom. This is also where Lawrence would be teaching when he goes to China. Students, student faces, more students. Young people who are already in ministry, taking care of their groups in congregation. I have counted, even just a class like that would be like 23 girls and 15 young men. This is one of our board members who went into China to give a pep talk. This is a student reading a homework assignment. This is a group of factory workers, and Pastor Frank was there to give a pep talk. And because one of our students is a leader in that factory and sharing the gospel with all the workers there. This is another of our graduates who is a pastor of a congregation, and this is their choir. I think it's a mixed choir, and I think their choir uniform is quite nice. This is candlelight fellowship time, possibly held at the completion of a course which may run for a week or 10 days. This is going to the beach. When someone wants to have a baptism, an arrangement could be made to do it at home in a very simple setting. The Chinese word say here, Christian Leadership Institute, Asia Campus, the first commencement. So sometimes a commencement will be held there on campus in China, but sometimes they will also move over to Hong Kong to get it done. Just a little bit more information about our China ministry. China population is 1.3 billion. Christians, about 100 million, which is 8%. And due to rapid development in urbanization, about 50% of the population is now living in cities. So there is an urgent need to train city pastors with solid biblical truth. So we are moving now to Hong Kong, where we have come from. Dim sum. Bamboo containers, okay. So some of us would travel to Hong Kong, and together with our partners and friends in Hong Kong would do various things over there. This is the Chinese Mission Seminary in Hong Kong, and they are our partners. So together they're giving us support in our ministry. Our students can use their library facility, and they will also send teachers to help to teach. I think you can recognize Lawrence. He is wearing the same blue shirt. I think this is his nicest shirt, you know. So he says he must wear it today for you. Okay? So I think this facility may be the YMCA or one of those things. When he goes to Hong Kong, I would try to get it organized with some organizations in Hong Kong, such as the Worldwide Bible Society, so that Lawrence can give a public lecture there. And two times I have done it because I have connections there. I'm kind of pretty good, thank the Lord, that I can do the PR things, okay? So because we have so many friends there, so something could be arranged. And I think one time he was speaking on Heaven is for Real. Another title is One Story, One Vision, One Mission, and One Hope. Okay? And about 200 to 300 would come to attend these lectures. Okay, celebrations and commencements. We, at CLI, we usually would hold the annual dinner so that we can share our vision, our mission, and do a little bit of fundraising. And usually we have musical program. And this is the string ensemble. And then we have a teen choir. So music is a big part of our celebration, just like here in this church. And of course food, banquet, just like the Presbyterian tradition. And this is the first commencement in 2010. Look at the size of the group, okay? It would be growing. The second commencement in 2012. Graduate choir. And the third commencement in 2014. Isn't the size growing? Huh? Praise the Lord. I'd like to say a few words about accreditation by ATA, Asia Theological Association. This is brand new. Okay. A team of three came to visit our campus for 3 days, interviewing students, teachers, board members, and checking on our library facility and observing a class and so on and so forth. And we try to do it as bilingually as possible. So both of us were involved in, making sure the visitors would understand what it is all about. And before that, we had to do the long, long reports and all kinds of stuff, which I did help, which is very good. So, that was one of those meetings. And then at the end of the 3 days, everybody was very happy, and we got a group picture taken. And then in April, the ATA and ATA representative, that is Chinese, visited the Hong Kong and China campuses with our president and his wife. So at the end of it, everything went so well. We're very thankful. We praise the Lord. And the following programs were approved for accreditation, including DMIN, MDiv, MCS, DIPCS, and BTH. We don't just teach on campus, we serve our community and beyond. For example, if there's a church, a Chinese church, and say, come to our church and offer a class, and after some discussion, we will do it. This is called theology by extension. And this is a big event for 500 people. 500 of Chinese people, the leaders in the whole Bay Area would come. And this is a famous speaker speaking on EQ, self-growth, and marriage, and so on. So for information, there's about 200 Chinese churches just in the Bay Area. Hello. Another view. This is like a seminar for 2 days for youth workers in the churches. Also, our staff would go to some remote villages in China to teach English. And she's having a good time. And another of our staff would go to Spain, Madrid, to help train the Sunday school teachers there. And also to run a workshop for youth ministry. And also we have chances of going to different cities, such as to L.A., to Seattle. This one was taken in Seattle when Lawrence and I would join our president and his wife to go to Seattle and meet with some of the Chinese leaders there to see if we would develop our ministry, to see if we can offer them something. So this would officially conclude my CLI presentation, and I would now like to call upon Pastor Lawrence to come up and just take a few minutes to share your message with us.
Okay. Thanks. Macy has presented it. It's not that she wants to do it, but I think she's the best candidate for this presentation. The motto of this church is to know Christ, and to make him known. Is that true? Yes. This model is a great model because it expresses well the spirit of the Great Commission that Jesus gave us before his ascension, which is recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. Can we read it all together?
Then
Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd like to share this passage briefly. Jesus is the reigning king, having been given all authority in heaven and earth, after he rose from the dead and ascended to heaven. This commission that Jesus gave us consists of four points. Number one, making disciples of all nations. This means bringing people to Christ, which a thing that we should be engaged in locally and overseas, and helping people to follow him, to be his disciples. That's what we should be doing all the time in the church. Number two, how do we make disciples? By baptizing and teaching. The baptism is a sacrament, as we all know, that brings people into the church to join our Christian community. But in order to bring people to join our church, we must first go out to evangelize. So evangelism is more than being nice to people. Of course, it's good to be nice to people, because if you are nice to outsiders, it gives them a good impression of Christians and churches in general. But evangelism also includes sharing the gospel, helping people to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and to follow him all their lives. The second thing that we should be doing would be discipling, which is teaching. We should be teaching the Word of God as recorded in the Bible all the time, and helping each other to obey God's commands through Jesus' teaching. That's important, as Apostle Paul has reminded us in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. He said, "Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Our minds need to be transformed by the Word and the Spirit of God, in order that we may understand and live out the will of God in our lives, and not to be conformed by the standards of the secularized society. Number three, this Great Commission promises us the presence of Christ through the work of the Holy Spirit. This is a promise given to all who obey the Great Commission. Every day we face challenges of life, and the way to meet these challenges is to draw strength from Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. The presence of Christ is our strength. Lastly, we look forward to the second coming of Jesus, when God's kingdom will finally be realized in the new heaven and new earth. This is our Christian hope. As Paul says in Romans chapter 5, verse 5, "And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us." So may we all strive to fulfill this great commission that Jesus has given us to bring the good news to people of all nations, that his name be glorified. Thank you. Macy.
I'd like to show you something. What is this? What color is it? Where are they found? Have you been using them? Okay. I have been using this car since day one when I was a visitor to this church. I found this extremely valuable. I have written my prayer requests and put them into whatever the trays and so on. And I have been prayed for. And especially when Lawrence has to go to China and there might be some kind of risk factor involved and safety and so on, I would also put in a card. I'd like to thank all of you, those of you who have so faithfully prayed for me and for Lawrence and for our ministry. I love you all and thank you for your friendship and for your kindness to me and to my family. And thank you for letting us do this sharing. Thank you very much. I'm very grateful. Praise be to God. Please use the yellow cards. And I'd like to call upon Pastor Kim to come up and say a prayer for us. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing. It's so encouraging to me to realize that Christ is at work all over the world, you know, and touching lives and changing people, you know, wherever you go. And we're just so grateful that you're with us whenever you can be and regularly. And it's a blessing to have you here. So thank you so much. Let's pray for them together.
Thank you.
Lord God, thank you so much for Lawrence and Maisie's ministry. We pray that you'd be with them as they continue to share your truth with so many people and also to train new leaders in your church in Hong Kong, in Sunnyvale, wherever they may be. Thank you for their faithfulness, for their ministry, Lord. And may we as West Valley continue to support them and learn all we can so that we can pray every day or as you lead us for their continued ministry in you. Pray this in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Thank you again. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.